You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Dr. Cheryl White looks at the final journey of John Cabot and the mystery surrounding his fate.
One of history's enduring and mysterious legends originates in the late 15th century, set during the great age of exploration and discovery. Among all the names of those written in the pages of history who undertook travel into the unknowns of the New World, there are few whose stories remain unfinished or whose ultimate fates are left in mystery. But one such man is known to us as John Cabot. Originally from Italy, Cabot sailed for the English King Henry VII in 1497 aboard his vessel called Matthew and claimed the lands of Canada. As others famously misjudged their locations during these early voyages, Cabot recorded that he had reached Asia, but instead is responsible for establishing an early English claim in North America, just 5 years after Christopher Columbus's first voyage for the Spanish. Like Columbus, Cabot believed that the easiest way to reach the trade routes of the exotic Far East was, in fact, to sail west. Where he landed precisely is the subject of dispute, with many locations now claiming him, from Maine to Nova Scotia to Newfoundland. Frustratingly, Cabot gives no intelligible clues about his location, only recording in his diary that he had reached what he called land first seen. There was a dense forest and a beach, Cabot tells us, but then he returned to England, already a celebrity and already making plans for a return voyage. What became of Cabot is a puzzling mystery, and it is perhaps no exaggeration to begin by saying that he may have literally sailed off the pages of history. As we have explored many times before, the absence of a solid historical record produces legend and speculation. After all, no one likes an unfinished story. What is known is that in the spring of 1498, Cabot undertook a second expedition to the New World, but it is this journey that ends with a significant question mark. Leaving Bristol this time with a much larger expedition of 5 ships and approximately 300 men, Cabot intended to return to the New World. The size of this crew signals to historians that this was to be more than a mere exploratory journey, that perhaps the English were poised to begin colonization efforts in earnest. However, this timing was not to be. One of Cabot's ships was crippled at sea and turned back, and the fate of the other 4 is unknown. Was Cabot's entire expedition lost at sea? An English historian named Polydore Vergil wrote of Cabot some 12 years later, quote, "He is believed to have found the new lands nowhere but on the very bottom of the ocean, to which he is thought to have descended together with his boat, the victim himself of that selfsame ocean, since after that voyage he was never seen again anywhere." What is particularly striking and sad about this history is that the original manuscript left Cabot's name blank. Evidence that perhaps it was filled in later, suggesting the historian may have even been unsure of Cabot's name. Had he already been forgotten due to the failure of his second voyage? Recently, a few historians have claimed to have uncovered evidence that Cabot returned safely to England after reaching Newfoundland on his second voyage. But it is a claim that has yet to be confirmed or to have reached any real consensus based on readings of primary sources. Cabot's mystery is yet unsolved, but it is a commentary for us about the dangers that awaited those who undertook great sea voyages and speaks to us about the limits of history. The narrative of history should conclude with a period at the end of the sentence and not a question mark. In the case of John Cabot, that conclusion has yet to be written.
Dr. Cheryl White is an associate professor in the Department of History and Social Sciences at LSUS, and she can be heard each Thursday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.